My guest prayed for her abusive father's salvation for 25 long years. Then God spoke to her and said, "My hands are tied." I want to welcome the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God.
Yes.
I ask you, Spirit of the Living God, to take over this television show. Now, my guests' grandparents, they were Pentecostal preachers, and they were part of what was known as the Brush Arbor Revival meetings, and Judy became a believer at 9 years old. But at 31, your life changed so dramatically because you had an encounter with my friend, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Living God. What happened, Judy?
Oh, wow. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And when I was baptized, I was ignited with the fire of the Holy Spirit, with a passion, and it completely transformed me. I went from being a very quiet person to being real outgoing and reaching out to people. It began to transform my life. From that moment on, I've never been the same. The passion I received the minute I received the baptism is as strong today, stronger than it was then.
What did it feel like, Judy?
It felt like fire.
Really?
It felt like fire. It brought fire and life, enthusiasm and passion for the Word of God and to share what God had done for me with other people.
Tell me the first major miracle you can remember.
Well, I remember when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was reading the Word and I was asking God to teach me in His Word truth. And I began to pray and say, "Father, is healing still for today?" And for 6 months, I asked God to show me and confirm to me that healing was still for today. 6 months later, I happened onto an accident where two relatives were dead. And they were already trying to...
I mean, how would you like to start out with your first miracle? Two dead people.
And they had already turned black down to their chest.
Oh.
And my cousin was with me. We began to pray. And we just prayed in agreement. And both of those men simultaneously began to breathe. And they were gurgling because of what had gotten in their lungs. And the paramedics got there. They died three more times on the way to the hospital. And when we got to the hospital, the doctors came out and said, "You need to pray." They were revived. Well, the Holy Spirit revived them the first time, the paramedics three times. And so the next morning, the doctors came out to talk to us and told us we could go back and see them. And they were sitting on the side of the bed talking as normal as you and I. The doctors said, and it is a documented miracle, that they could not do anything to help the men. And what had happened was a miracle. And it was just, it spread throughout the community.
That's how she started. I just want to share a few of them. This woman lives a life of miracles. Yes. Is that for everyone or
everybody?
Just for...
It does not matter who you are, where you are, or what situation you're in. God is a God of healing, and He's a God of miracles.
Okay, just a few brief, because
yes,
every one of them could be a show.
Right.
Your daughter had nightmares. What happened?
She was 7 years old, and every night she was having nightmares, and she would end up in the bed with her dad and I in the middle of the night. And I began to pray because it was very alarming to me. And the Holy Spirit told me to clean her room. And I'm not talking about going in and dusting and vacuuming. He said, clean it spiritually. I went in and I anointed her bed, the room, the windows, the door, in the closet. And that night, I prayed over her room. That night, before I went to bed, I was visiting with someone. and I saw a huge, tall angel come out of my daughter's bedroom. She was already asleep. Come out of her bedroom, and he walked right through my dining room and out the French doors. And that night was the first night my daughter slept in her room the entire night. She never had another nightmare.
Okay. Dead coming back. Children not having nightmares. But this kind of, that stretches everyone. Tell me about that tornado.
I did not live near a railroad track, but suddenly I heard a train coming, and my home began to vibrate, and it felt like my home was going to explode. And I began to run through my house praying in the Spirit. And as I ran through the house praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit led me to open the front window and to go open a back window to release the pressure. And when I did, I fell prostrate on the floor before the Lord, and I prayed in the Spirit throughout the entire tornado, and suddenly it stopped. When the tornado was over, I went outside. It looked like a bulldozer had bulldozed the across the street, and all around me, homes were flattened. Every home was damaged except my home. Huh. And even the trash can was sitting outside with the lid still on it when it was over with.
For everyone?
Yes.
Everyone's going to be able to do what this woman does. Okay. You've been attacked in your eyes.
Yes.
At least two different times,
yes.
I'm aware of. One was horrific. You got shingles.
Yes.
What happened?
Severe. I had shingles on the left side of my head and my face around my eyes and ears. And I lost my hearing on my left side, and I lost my eyesight on my left side. And prior to that, I began spending a lot of time with the Lord in the secret place. Every morning I would get up and go have time with Him. And what I realized after 1 year, God completely healed me of astigmatism. And I didn't ask Him to heal me. Not once did I ask Him to heal me. I wore glasses till I was 42 years old, and I've never worn glasses since. And then when I had the shingles, I literally was going blind and completely, and here my hearing was gone. And I listened to healing scriptures set to music 24/7.
That was our CD in which I read,
yes,
scriptures with beautiful anointed music in the background. And see, you can keep doing this over and over. You say, well, why do you have to do it over and over? Because God said to Joshua, if you will meditate on my word day night, you'll have it all.
Yes. And that was 2012. 6 months, I laid in God's presence in my bed. I couldn't get up and do anything. I was confined to bed. And 6 months later, I began to, my vision began to return. My hearing began to return. And I was under the care of an ophthalmologist, and they were monitoring it once a week. God completely healed me. I was listening to the Word. Today, I still listen to those healing scriptures 24/7, silently, very softly as I sleep, because it was the Word of God that healed me, and it is the Word of God that will keep me healed.
Yes. And here is the Word of God to you. All hands on deck.
Yes.
Not just Judy, not just me, not just people on television. You, all hands on deck. Why? The greatest outpouring of the move of God's Spirit, the greater glory, is starting now, and it's going to do nothing but increase. Now, Judy has prayed, and thousands have been set free from all types of fear.
Yes.
Even greater, Judy believes that every member of her family and your family can be believers. In her case, from her abusive father that she prayed for 25 long years to her lesbian niece.
Yes.
I mean, they became radically saved. Your whole family on fire for Jesus. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Call now to get Judy Brooks' powerful book, Supernatural Interventions. Ignite the power of God in your daily life. Plus her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Interventions, and Sid Roth's bonus audio CD, Healing Rivers. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9813.
I have seen people with cancer healed, stage 4 cancer. I have seen bipolar heal. I've seen people healed with back issues, eye problems, ear problems, totally and completely healed.
You will receive Judy Brooks' powerful book, Supernatural Interventions. Ignite the power of God in your daily life. As Judy shares her story, it is her heart's desire that you too can triumphantly overcome challenges of all shapes and sizes. You too can be God's instrument for the miracles of salvation, transformation, healing, and more in the lives of your loved ones and others around you. You will also receive Judy Brooks' anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Interventions. Judy's three-part audio CD teaching will cover building an altar to God and laying your burdens there, how to walk in financial abundance, the unshakable power of forgiveness. Judy prays a prayer of impartation and activation over you at the end of each CD for you to experience supernatural interventions all around you. Plus, you will receive Sid Roth's bonus audio CD, Healing Rivers.
People are getting healed all over the world, including Judy. Judy has received healing when she was just listening to this very CD.
Don't miss out on getting Judy Brooks' powerful book, Supernatural Interventions. Ignite the power of God in your daily life. Plus her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Interventions, and Sid Roth's bonus audio CD, Healing Rivers. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9813. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9813 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Judy. All of us have the most improbable people in our life that we tried and tried and shared, and they have no interest in becoming believers. You have a secret weapon in your
yes.
home. Tell me about it.
Well, in 1982, my pastor taught on prayer, and a gentleman in the church was making altars and selling them, and I bought a family altar and brought it in my home. And after around 2000, I went through a very dark season, broken, and I began to spend every day at the altar. And the Holy Spirit told me to get pictures of all my family members that were not believers and lay their picture on the altar. And the purpose was for me to let them go and release God's hands so that He could do in the work in them. And I began to pray for every family member. I was the first one in my immediate family saved. I can tell you today, I have watched every family member, and I think maybe one or two in the entire family are the only ones that do not know Jesus. While I was at the altar one day, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and He said, "Your problem is not your ex-husband." I had gone through a terrible divorce. He said, "Your problem is your dad." And He said, "Because your identity is found in your dad and your influence is in your mom, you have no identity." Because my dad was present, but he wasn't present in my life growing up. And so the Holy Spirit said, I want you to drive out of state. I want you to see your dad, and I want you to restore him. And he gave me specific instructions. So I drive, when the Holy Spirit said, the time is now, I went out of state and I met my dad for lunch. He picked the place. It was a little hole in the wall restaurant. We're sitting there, and during lunch, I told my dad, I said, Dad, I want to ask you to forgive me if I've ever done anything that's hurt you in any way or offended you.
That must have so disarmed him.
It disarmed him. It overwhelmed me because he shared with me some things that I had done. They were little things regarding me being a new mother and having the baby, their grandparents. And when he finished, I said, Dad, I want you to know I forgive you for the abuse. I forgive you for rejecting me as a child and not wanting to be my dad. And he said, well, I was only kidding about that. And I said, well, let me tell you how a 9-year-old little girl felt, Dad, when you told me you were not my dad. And when I was finished, or when he was finished, talking to me about this, and I was sharing with him my heart, he said, I am so sorry. And he got up and he hugged me. And it was the first time that I remember my dad putting his arms around me and hugging me and telling me he loved me. And I was in my 30s.
How did it change? We know how it changed. How did it change him? How did it change you?
I felt this warmth in my abdomen, all over me for 3 straight days. And I knew God was healing me. He walked me to the car and told me goodbye. And on the way home, driving back to Dallas, I had a vision. And in the vision, my dad was locked up in the biggest, thickest chains you've ever seen, from his chin to his toes. And there was a big chain that held them locked in place. And I had a big key, and I walked up to my dad, and I put the key in the lock, turned the lock, and took it out. And the moment I did, the chains fell to the ground. And the Holy Spirit said, because you have obeyed me, your dad has been set free. And he's, but because of your obedience, you too have been set free. And 2 weeks later, I had prayed for him for 25 years. He was an alcoholic. He seemed to get worse. The more I prayed, the worse he got, but he was under conviction. And 2 weeks later, my mother called me on a Monday morning. She said, Judy, you have to come home and see your dad. He's not the same man. Your dad went to a little church last night. He gave his heart to Jesus, and he's serving God. And I just was overwhelmed. I got off the phone. The Holy Spirit said, I could have saved him many years ago. He said, you know, you prayed for 25 years. And I said, yes, I did, Lord. And he said, but my hands were locked. They were tied because you couldn't forgive. You had my hands tied. And I just feel in my spirit, I need to ask you, who do you have locked up? Who do you need to forgive? Who has offended you or hurt you deeply, and you just feel like you can't forgive? I want to say forgiveness is a choice, the same as love is a choice. I challenge you today to forgive the person that wounded you deeply, the person who's hurt you. I just hear somebody saying, but Judy, you don't know what they did. It doesn't matter what they did. I want to help you to forgive them today. And if you'll just say this prayer with me, and let's just envision me in your living room, because I'm right there with you. And as I pray, I want you to see yourself laying that person on the altar. Call them out by name. It can be at your coffee table, a stand, it doesn't matter. An altar is nothing more than a monumental place where you lay something down. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, say that with me.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I repent.
I repent.
For having unforgiveness.
For having unforgiveness.
An offense in my heart.
An offense in my heart.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Your word says.
Your word says.
If I repent of my sins.
If I repent of my sins.
You are faithful and just.
You're faithful and just.
To forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
And you cleanse me.
And you cleanse me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
And your word also says.
Your word also says.
When I repent.
When I repent.
You bury.
You bury.
My sins.
My sins.
In the sea of forgetfulness.
In the sea of forgetfulness.
As far as the east is from the west.
As far as the east is from the west.
And you remember them no more.
And you remember them no more.
Today.
Today.
I lay on the altar.
I lay on the altar.
And just call that person's name out. And I give them to you.
And I give them to you.
I let them go.
I let them go.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
For setting me free.
For setting me free.
And for setting them free today.
For setting them free today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to pray for our eyes very quickly.
Yes, there is a strong anointing here right now for healing to manifest in your body. And I hear in my spirit someone has cancer. And the Lord says, you have got to forgive the person who has wounded you deeply. You've been carrying that hurt and that offense. I speak to the unforgiveness and I say, be thou made whole, let it go. I speak to your eyes and I say, be healed. I speak to deaf ears right now. And I declare deaf ears are coming open in the name that is above every name. We declare healing. It doesn't, and I just hear this in my spirit. Somebody is watching and they're needing surgery on their back. And the Lord said, if you'll forgive and let it go, I will heal you today. So I declare and decree the word of the Lord over you today. And I say, be thou made whole in Jesus' all-powerful name. Someone is watching and they have a growth. And that growth is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The Lord said, if you will just call upon His name right now, right where you're at, let go of what you're hanging on to. Not only is He going to heal you of that growth, but you've been struggling financially and He's going to increase and multiply your finances. And one last thing is a lady named Kim is sitting in her living room weeping right now. And the Lord said, if you will let it go and trust me and give it to me, I will not only heal you, I will restore you, says the Lord.
I'll tell you what, I don't understand this, but I had a vision earlier on. Someone has developed muscles in their shoulder. And what that is saying to me, you are moving to a new level in the spirit. Just listening to this woman has opened you up to the impossible. And you believe what God says, really, really now, all things are possible to those who believe.